Hello, Trish.
Well, hello.
Hi.
can I apologise now, Trish, for Colin's behaviour over the next 3 or 4 minutes? Because
yeah.
I think it might be slightly sickly.
Well, I did get that email that said, warning, Colin is a little, you know, crazy and in love.
Borderline sex pest.
I get this image, Trish, and Edith paints this image of me being a pervert, but I'm a really quiet, nice guy.
Okay.
But, you know,
I mean, there's a very fine line between pervert and sweet guy.
You know, where are you at the moment?
I'm in State College, Pennsylvania.
Right. Where exactly are you? Are you training at the moment?
No, I'm just sitting in my knickers.
Say that to him, Trish.
Where? I am.
Where? And like, where are you at home?
She's still in your cupboard that you locked.
She's hold on. She's in the hotel room.
I'm in my hotel room, and I'm just sitting, you know, on the edge of my bed in my knickers because I'm just gonna be getting ready to go to the show soon. And that's all. Did I say something wrong, Edith?
Do you know what? When Edith's off, Edith's a blonde, yeah?
Yeah.
She's very sexy. When she's off, I've got a cardboard cutout of you that I put in the studio to replace her.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What am I wearing in the cardboard cutout?
Black leather.
Black leather, too much.
Black leather. Wow.
Yeah. and she gets very jealous, Trish.
Really?
Yeah, she once kicked you.
Oh, Edith.
Well, I was only cardboard, Trish. There was nothing.
I felt that.
There was nothing venomous in it at all.
Where did you kick me?
Just on the shin.
Okay, because I have a bruise there.
Aww.
And honestly, I was like, where did I kick
you? I'm sorry.
Don't do that again, okay?
Okay, I'm scared of you. You're a wrestler.
You know what's going to happen is you and I are going to have to, like, you know, have a mud wrestling match after that, and then Colin's going to have to decide between the two of us, and we just don't need that to happen.
Well, I know you'd win anyway, hands down, so there's no point even going there. Utmost respect for you, Trish, in terms of what you do being a female wrestler in what is very much a male-dominated world.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. Thank you.
People can say what they want, but there is one ultimate diva in the WWE, and that's you. There's been many pretenders to the throne. Who do you have most respect for?
Well, I mean, there's two girls that stand out in my mind. There is Victoria.
Yeah.
Who we, you know, I think we kind of raised the bar in women's wrestling.
Yeah.
We went out there and did stuff that we were like, holy cow, you know, and I think we put some stuff out there that we had to end up having hardcore matches and you know, it's the first time women had really done that kind of thing. And the other one is Lita. Her and I have this very special relationship where, you know, I mean, we both came into the business 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and fans are just nostalgic. Fans know Trish, fans know Lita, and they know what to expect from us. And when we get into the ring, it's really, you know, whether we were, it was at one point we were friends. Right now, we're currently not friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we get in the ring, and it was just magic. People just wanted to see us in the ring together, and it was good stuff.
This is the thing. A lot of people have used the word S-L-U-T.
Yes.
Connected to you. But look, I would like to side with you, right?
Mm-hmm. You're gonna call me what?
No, Tori and Sable. Got everything off in Playboy. Christy Hem's doing it as well.
Thank you.
You don't have them down that route yet?
No, I have not.
So how dare they?
Right, exactly. They're the sluts.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we allowed to say that word?
Yeah, of course you can.
They're the sluts.
Yeah, they're the slappers.
How much... It's one of those things. It isn't like doing a porn magazine. Playboy is something different. It is a bit more upmarket. And how much money would you need?
Definitely. I'm starting minimum with a cool million.
Right, well, I've got about £14.50.
£14.50?
Sorry,
what's the conversion?
Yeah, exactly. That's about $30.
That's about $1 million.
Well, this way, you might see like a toe on that one.
But what's your main kind of reasons behind kind of shying away from that? You know, because a lot of people would kind of just take the money and go. What's your main reasons behind not doing it?
Well, there's a couple things, actually. The first one is you know, I feel there's no reason for me to do it. It's not going to further my career. It's not going to change my path of my career.
Yeah.
Mainly, you know, I don't want people to think of wrestling and go, oh, Trish Stratus, she was the one who did Playboy.
Yeah.
As opposed to Trish Stratus, she was the best women's champion ever.
Yeah.
But you were.
I tell you, I am.
You are at the moment. I tell you what, you don't need to, because this woman, Diva of the Decade officially, right?
She's the
WWE.com Babe of the Year competition. All 3 years has been running. And also, you've been in the cover of WWE and Raw magazines more than any other female wrestler in history. That's what we're talking about here.
You know, I didn't even know that fact. That's a good one. I have to add that. Hold on, let me write down. Ever covers most. Okay, got it.
Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else left to say other than what color are the pants?
Oh, shut up.
Well, they're black.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
I've got something I want to ask Trish.
Okay.
Trish, do you like karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Do you? What's your karaoke song?
Well, anything Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah.
What, man, I feel like a woman?
Yeah, any of those.
Tell you what, that applies to me at the moment anyway. Thank you very much. Look, anyone, if you want me to kick Kane's ass or anything, just phone Radio 1. I'll do it for you, Trish.
Okay, well, I will keep that in mind.
All right.
And in the meantime, Edith, please be friendly to my cutout.
I will. I'm sorry
and
about
that. Just give her a little kiss. Next time, a little kiss on the cheek.
Yes,
or,
that's
know,
a great idea, Trish.
For Colin's sake.
I was, you know, he was... He chose you over me. It was a rage of jealousy. I apologize now.
It was probably the outfit I was wearing, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Brilliant.
And Colin, for you, me and Edith will kiss and make up.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I've always wanted to say this, Trish.
Yeah.
Go and put some clothes on, love.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Cheers,
thank
Trish.
You guys.
Bye.